And good evening and welcome to Swimming with the Fish, where tonight we are digging down into the deep, dark crevices of the internet to find those stories that are driving the conspiracy theorists crazy. How is everybody? This is Crutch, and I am here with my two partners in crime. Chief, how are you this evening?
I am like I always am, just surviving.
Poor guy. Goon, welcome back from your visit. How are you, sir?
I am awesome. And you, sir, how are you?
I am actually going to be doing the show standing up today. I have to make an announcement. Unlike most of the politicians and actors and other famous people making announcements of being perpetrators of ghastly attacks, I actually have to make an announcement that today I am a victim. This is, of course, our conspiracy theory show, folks. As you know, we take 1 week out of the out of the month, and we focus on those things of a nature that only are spoken in hushed whispers. And one of those
is alien abduction. Did I get it? Did I get it?
No, you were close. You were half right.
You went to that special over 50 doctor, didn't you?
So it's alien probing.
I was anally probed by an alien today, which is to say that my doctor is a naturalized citizen, and the anal probe was, of course, a prostate exam. But,
those are a pile of fun, aren't they?
The good news is she has small hands, but I'm pretty sure she went up to the elbow. So I'm standing today, and I will be doing the show as I stand up and salute each of you, because sitting down to salute each of you would hurt.
So I'm pretty sure that I can speak for everyone that's listening. They did not want to know that.
Well,
to be honest, even we didn't want to know that.
There you go. The good news is I'm going to be around for a long, long time. And frankly, if we keep doing shows with the stuff we've got tonight, we're going to need to be here a long time just to answer for our sins. So, Chief, I know you hold a special hatred for a certain part of the world, and this first story is right up your alley, sir.
So, it's not hate. There is a disdain for a certain part. There are many reasons for that. But
what's the difference between hate and disdain?
So, hate...
You don't hate them.
See, with hate, there's an emotional response. There is unbridled anger. It's the inability to focus or make rational decisions. With disdain...
Wow, he pulled out Wikipedia, kids.
You need multiple clips of ammunition.
Okay.
It would be magazines. Clips went out in like the Korean War, but that's okay.
The war's over.
Well,
yes, you could come out of your cave, Goon.
It might be starting back up. We'll have to wait and see on that.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But it has nothing to do with the UK, and the first story is about how this lively queen, who doesn't seem to age, may be feasting on the blood and flesh of her servants. As the story was put out, which of course there will be links to, there's a couple of servicemen went to check out the wiring behind the refrigerator that had gone out while the queen was on hiatus. And when restoring everything and checking the fridge to make sure that the contents had not spoiled, came across strips of meat that at first thought maybe it's pig, bacon, something of that nature. But upon further examination, was that of humans?
No.
Now, the British have been accused, and rightfully so, shown to do many a strange thing. And even though they locked up the blood witch, who was the one who would bathe in the blood of virgins.
Was she a British monarch?
No, she was Romanian. Okay. But they didn't find her.
All related.
So the point being is that we know this woman is old, but we just don't know how old she really is.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
I mean, we have all
she's
these stories
working on immortality.
Well, I don't know about that, but But I know that we have stories about Dracula, we have stories about zombies, we have stories about, you know, flesh-eating monsters. And then when we actually come and see them, I mean, it's the Queen of England, so who's really going to stand up and do something about it?
That's true. I do like the one person that they spoke to who referred to her as violently vibrant. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, she just, supposedly she zips up and down the hallways in her little cart, which, you know, I got a visual that will never go away from that alone. But yeah, the body parts in the freezer. The funny part is that the people who found the body parts were very kind of, what was it, kind of casual about it. Well, you know, it seemed kind of odd, but she is the queen, and, you know, they're given special leniency. I'm like, to be a cannibal?
You know, if we were just watching King of the Hill, where they were talking about the Thanksgiving feast, it wasn't thanks, it was a play on that, and
sure.
And Bobby was reciting the history of John Redcorn's people, where 700 years ago they would eat people, and Sir Hank of Hill said, it doesn't matter what you've done, you don't eat people. And of course they were going back and forth, well, you don't take people's land, that's fine and good, but you don't eat people. You know, it's amazing how this can happen and everyone can just pass it off like, well, even if she is guilty, what are we going to do about it? Which reflects kind of the atmosphere that our Congress is going through right now, where, yeah, we have photo evidence that you're guilty, but you feel bad about it, so that's okay, and we'll let you keep going.
Yeah, we're probably going to have to do an entire show on the whole process of due process.
Or the lack thereof it.
Well, it's funny, because there's a lack of it for people outside of politics, and an overabundance of it for people who are inside politics. You know, we can't do anything until this is totally proven out in 16 years after you retire from government. Okay, well, there you go. Because let's be honest, how long has Bill been out, and now all of a sudden they realize he was a horn dog?
They're not realizing that. They're realizing,
say it isn't so.
it's that that maybe now they're believing the fact that these people had been, they've kept their story straight, which a lot of people who are fibbing or doing things just for attention tend to embellish or change certain facts, which is just a known thing. And and yet, mm-hmm. what we have now, especially with some of the new revelations of today, are people that are giving enough evidence so that they're being fired on the spot. That will happen in the outside world, and yet, for some reason, our people in government, well, you know, I reflected on it. I don't remember it the way that they're remembering it, so we'll believe them, but nothing will happen. I won't change or do anything about it.
Right, I'll just show up at work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I'm here to do, you know, important work and vote for me again.
And like the queen, who's probably still eating people, it'll just keep going on. Well, she's going to die eventually,
well,
right?
Well, so. The good news is, you know, that with the recent nuptials announcement, it appears that, you know, maybe she'll get a chance at some dark meat.
Well, you got to have a variety. You know.
Exactly.
You can have the white meat, the other white meat, but eventually you get tired of it.
Exactly.
And you know,
no comment?
I don't know what to say to the two of you. I'm shocked, disappointed, a little grossed out.
No, we wish Prince Harry and Meghan Markle all the best. Oh. And just keep your eyes open, walk around back to back so nobody can sneak up on you, and you should be able to survive this.
I don't know about the prince. He may be okay, but we don't know what happened to Diana's remains. It was a closed casket. I'm just saying, nobody knows. That's
soon.
What I'm saying. Yeah, 20 years later is too soon. Shut your mouth, okay? You know who also is an avid eat meater across the pond? It's the
meat
shark.
Meater?
Meat eater.
I'm I'm so glad you picked up on that because I was ready.
Sure, Chief, that's not what you said. We will go back to the tape.
It is not what you said. We don't have to go back to the tape. But the Chief continues.
I corrected myself.
You did.
But it does not change the fact that mm-hmm. there is a vicious meat eater across the pond.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you would like to inform our riveting audience of who and what they are capable of.
You don't seem to want me to talk about any of the stories this week, Chief.
And why would that be, Goon?
I don't know.
Do you know any of the stories we're going to be talking about?
I read the titles.
Did you get
that's about the level of preparation we've come to expect?
Well, great, then you should never be disappointed again.
It's not that we're disappointed, it's that we're just not calling on you in the audience.
We are ever hopeful that one day, one end of the month, one conspiracy show, or actually any of the other shows, any show, I, at this point, just any show, that you would come in and go, wow, what a riveting article. I'd really like to talk about this one. But that's just, okay. We love the fact that you just kind of wonderfully blunder in here and just, you know, hey, guys, what are we doing?
All right, let's go.
There
you go. You spend all that time on preparation when you could just wander in like me.
So I know you love Disney, and I know you love Goofy. But that is not supposed to be a role model.
Well played, well played. Oh, so
Gorsh, why not?
So speaking of Goofy, I hear you took a long trip that was not across the pond, but across the great U.S.
I did, indeed, I did. The hurricane, the Goonchild, and myself met in Orlando. I know you're surprised, shocked even, for Thanksgiving.
Who would have thought that you would find your way to Orlando? Of all the places, of all the gin joints.
Yep. Of all the gin joints in all the world.
You had to meet in Orlando.
I have to be in Orlando.
Do you just get to the city limits and they go, hey, Goon, you're welcome back?
They do. They have a little band, you know, a little brass band. It says, welcome, Goon, on the big bass drum. Yeah, that's what happens.
Marching kazoos.
Nice. I'll see what they can do about it the next time I'm there. Due to an error in scheduling, the hurricane had to leave on Saturday, and the Goon Child had to leave on Sunday to go back to college and study.
Yeah, that's what's going on there.
That's what they
I will tell you something, gentlemen. I heard for the first time my child sing Puccini in Latin. Or in Italian, sorry.
Close enough.
And she was good.
Does she know Italian?
Well, she knew how to pronounce those words.
Ah. So she's doing the ABBA thing.
She has taken that music education very, very seriously, and I'm quite proud of her. But I digress.
Yes, you do.
So if everybody left by Sunday morning at 6 a.m., and I still had the room until Monday morning, mm-hmm. that left me with a whole day to assault the theme parks on my own.
Oh. Now, haven't you learned from Congress that that is not what you're supposed to be doing?
Seems like if I've learned anything from Congress, it's exactly what I'm supposed to be doing.
Is that corn dog or horn dog?
Yeah. To all the people that I might have blundered into or knocked aside to get to the front of a line, I truly apologize.
No, no, you don't.
I managed to promote our show to two spectacular people while I was in Florida.
So, really? The security guard and the one taking you in, right?
Oh. That nice, fine Orlando police officer.
Officer
really,
Bob.
Ossifer? I do a show every week.
Don't you know who I am?
Because I don't.
Because I have no idea. No, one is a husband and wife who run a blog called Dr. Disney.
Wait a second. One of them is a husband and wife?
One of the people that I met is a husband and wife team. who has a blog.
Okay, that would be two people, unless unless it's like, you know, Mr. Robot here.
Even then,
we're not going to let this go, are we? I tried to just kind of go over it.
Two people, our husband and wife team, go. And what do they do?
White Rose.
They hate us now, and they're taking their like away from Facebook.
They liked us on Facebook.
Oh, yes, that's the two new people that showed up out of nowhere.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Yes, they run a blog called Dr. Disney that does all things Disney, and they were taking pictures of some of the Christmas decorations, and the Hurricane and I got into a long, very pleasant conversation with them, and I hope they'll give us a listen.
That would be awesome. Welcome to our broadcast.
And you guys should check out the Dr. Disney blog and like it as well. I'd encourage that for all of us from our shameless promotion department.
There you go.
I also
Chicago 60609.
Spiegel Chicago 60609. And also met another couple who the husband is retired and the wife is a spiritual healer.
Oh, so that's the new name that they're using.
A pagan.
Well, no, that's... See, when... Back in my day...
Spoken by the youngest person of the group, but go ahead.
A spiritual...
Back in your day when the cell phones were like a big brick that you carried around, yeah?
Actually, there were no cell phones at the time.
Yeah, my cell phone was wired to the wall.
But a spiritual healer, unless they're listening, was someone who would... The amount of release was usually due to a fluid buildup.
And releasing your chakra, as it were.
So every person that I meet and say, listen to the show, you are going to insult, right?
I'm doing my best, okay? This is a conspiracy show.
That's very good. I'm sorry to be taking up your time. They were a nice couple as well. If you look up lilyspath.com, you'll get to know all about them.
Yes, I don't know.
So, I will have to include Lily's Path and Dr. Disney in the show links.
Indeed. And so you said I went on a trip. It's true, I did. Since I had a whole day and a half to myself, that also meant that I had to make my way back to Maryland in the Goonmobile by myself.
Wow.
And I accomplished a manly goal that I think even the two of you will not tarnish.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't bet on that.
I drove from Orlando, Florida to Maryland by myself in one day, 917 miles.
So
that's crazy talk.
I pause now to bask in your admiration.
I have heard of someone we work with that has made the Kessel Run in 12 hours.
Really?
Yes, 12 hours nonstop. It is it is the most hated man in our building, which I'm sure you know.
I don't know. I got a whole bunch that I can think of.
The man who sits on the second floor and who has indeed managed to insult every living creature on God's green earth.
Would this be the guy whose name is part of a motorcycle company?
Yes, that would be the person who you are not allowed to talk to anymore.
That's right, I'm not allowed to talk to him, folks. I suggested he do something, and he went ahead and did it. And pretty much destroyed an entire computer. Thank you.
Not just a computer. A whole system of stuff that we had been working on. Or at least I had been working on it. Maybe that's why you didn't care that it went down.
And
well, it really didn't affect me that much. You're probably right.
Yes. That was with our tax dollars?
Yes. Yes, it was.
I'm pretty sure I was paid for it, yeah.
So. Yep.
I had to look. I don't think they took off that hour that I did that, so yeah.
Or the 3 days it took for me to bring it back, which has nothing to do with the meat-eating vicious creatures across the pond.
No, it's true, and it's more of a pond and a lake. The story that we're alluding to in a horrible way is as you probably have known for like, oh, I don't know, 2,000 years or so, there's been a war in the Middle East between basically Israel and everybody else.
Around them, at least.
Around them, yes, pretty much, right. So, as it turns out, Egypt is currently suffering from, what's the best way to describe this? An economic downturn in their tourism business. Now, some could make the argument that this is, you know, self-inflicted. Funny thing is, when you have, you know, terrorists blowing up places, people don't want to go to places that are blowing up.
Say yeah, it ain't go so. Figure. Yeah, it's go travesty.
Probably you know, why like, Disney hasn't opened a park over there.
Well, yeah, you know, that would be great. Disney Middle East, what would the rides be? We'll leave that for the for another show.
We should ask them
that one. I'm sure we can come up with a bunch of creative things.
The Disney doctors need to chime in on that.
There you go. But, I mean, all kidding aside, in literally in 1 year between May of 2015 and May of 2016, tourism has dropped by 51%, which means revenues are declining, and now tourism is only about $550 million in the first quarter of 2016, which is a drop of 62% over the previous year. It's crazy, wow. crazy bad numbers.
Wow, that's almost half.
Well, there you go. I always knew math was his strong point. But, you know, of course, disasters and you know, things that are man-made, like the Russian flight over the Sinai Peninsula, killing a bunch of Mexican tourists, hijacking of Egypt Air flight, a bunch of stuff like that makes people not want to go there. But what's really been weird is Egypt is now in the middle of one of the largest number of recorded shark attacks in the bodies of water, and specifically in the body of water between Egypt and Jordan, which is, the heck is it called? Not the Mediterranean Sea, because that's where you would expect the sharks to be. But now the sharks have now worked their way into the Sinai Peninsula area. And it's strange. The Egyptians are convinced that it's the Israelis. That the Mossad has in fact... I'm sorry, what was that? God bless you.
I was getting things ready for what is coming.
Okay. So, it turns out that Israel is well known for using animals for spy events. Now, in fact, back in the 1970s, I believe, there was a movie called Day of the Dolphin.
I remember that. I read the book.
Okay, well, there you go. And in this movie, as it turns out, it was the CIA, of course, because, you know, they're the big baddies always. But they had taught dolphins to place mines attached to a little harness on the back of the dolphin to the bottom of a boat and then swim away or sometimes not swim away. And, you know, then there you go. Now, the particular story that we're looking at has taken it to one step further. I mean, you know, as they say, Israel is well known for its menagerie of spy animals from ducks to shark.
So one mistake,
right. You know, every ant could be trained Mossad. Every flounderfish could be an expert in Krav Maga. And I'm thinking to myself, exactly how would a flounder do Krav Maga? But, hey, the important thing is...
Seems like you need limbs, I'm just saying.
You would think the whole grappling and flipping thing. Now, no argument, flounders do know how to flip.
And
give them that one.
If someone was going to figure it out, it would be the Israelis. So
it truly, I have to admit that it would be them.
And they don't have a lot to do there. The land's mostly sand and rocks.
And it is kind of surprising that, you know, all of a sudden there's all these shark attacks in a body of water that never saw sharks before. One could make the argument that somebody put them there. I like to think, well, the sharks probably just followed, you know, hey, look, there's more people over here. Why don't we swim here and eat these people? But hey, I don't know. What do you think?
I'm going to tell you this right now. If you look at the spots where the reported shark attacks have taken place, which mm-hmm. is a map towards the middle of the page, you yes. will notice that one of the dots is in the middle of the desert. Now, I'm not sure if they're
land
talking...
Land shark. Ding, ding, land shark.
There's no way...
Andygram.
No way that this map is accurate. You can blame the, you know... children of the Jews for many things, but this is why it's on today's show.
I have to admit that was the awesome. One dot I was really impressed with. I was like, Maybe it's a pond. Maybe there was a waterway to the pond.
A pond? It's the middle of the Sinai.
What are you saying? There's no pond?
No. You know what they got there?
Land shark.
They have sand.
Okay, well.
And lots of.
I got nothing then, because, you know, frankly, I thought that was probably one of the more interesting stories. I love the whole idea that somebody would use ducks, though. I mean, where would a
Affleck.
Duck hide? Thank you. Where would one of those critters hide an explosive or a weapon?
Well, you know, they walk up to you. It's time to pay the bill. And
oh, okay. Yeah, and even if they didn't have a weapon, that right there would kill me. I've been punned to death.
Great.
Seriously, that one hurts. While we're on the subject of animals, that leads us to another story, which
has nothing to do with animals.
Well, no. This one does have to do with animals. If there are any young ladies in the audience
who
happen to be fans of a certain multi-tattooed singer of a you know, teeny bopper fair. You may want to stop listening and moving on to just find something else to do for about 5 minutes. We'll promise we'll come back to something you're going to want to talk to in a little bit. But I just had to point out that there has been a recent upsurge in people who claim that they've spotted Justin Bieber shapeshifting into lizard form. And I thought to myself, you mean he wasn't a bit lizard? I mean, he looked like a lizard to me all the time, but...
I guess I just thought he was kind of a weasel, but...
No, see?
Well, there's some very interesting video, wouldn't you say, Chief?
It not only is it interesting, but here's the metamorphosis. You have to really look back. If you look at the Biebs that people used to know with the longer hair, no tattoos, mm-hmm. Before he started really acting out, he wasn't really famous. That person was a person. But then you notice, as soon as he became a superstar, he changed a whole lot, almost as if he was a different person. And
you're thinking he was replaced?
I'm
you
thinking,
mean like Paul McCartney?
So, I'm saying...
The walrus is Paul, man.
There is... Now that the floodgates have opened, and it seems that people are coming out not scared of themselves anymore. You know, you can be a woman, you can be a man, you can be, you know, transfinancial if you...
Thank you so much. I was at Disney being a transfinancial. I would go up to people randomly and say, give me money or you're racist.
So that's... It's not robbing people if you call them racist. Got it. All right, so...
Once they understand that I am a transfinancial and that I have needs and that their role is to give me money, as long as they do it, no, it isn't racist. But if they say no, it's because they're racist against me.
Obviously. So
I'm glad you agree.
It's great to know that the Biebs being being a reptile.
Okay, so what are you suggesting, that the original Justin Bieber is buried in a hole somewhere and this guy is a counterfeit reptilian ne'er-do-well?
I am simply stating the fact that all the people who seem to get rich and famous, you know that they're going to change because money changes people. But the amount of ink that's on him, the way that he's changed, you know, structurally as well, is just amazing. And some might think that it has something to do with the fact that he's no longer human. And now they have video evidence of it. And I would ask the goon, but I know the answer, that he has not seen it. So
he doesn't have any tattoos.
I see the picture of him with the tattoos.
Yes, but there'll be video.
Is it possible? I'm just going to throw this out there because, hey, this is why we have these theories days, right? Is it possible that the combination of the various tattoos are, in fact, an enchantment of some sort that allow him to become a lizard person? like, you start out normal, and if you get enough of these tattoos in the right way, you get to, like, promoted to, like, reptilian Illuminati bloodline. Because, you know, coming back to our original story, they suggested that Queen Elizabeth was actually a high priestess, so she, in fact, might be related to Beaver. But, you know, something, you know, supernatural and mystical. I mean, you know, I don't want to say this is Harry Potter or anything, but hey, you know, it's just weirder things have been thought up.
Yeah,
I suppose. I mean, we even saw some conspiracy theory on Harry and his mommy, J.K. Rowling, didn't we?
Or did we?
Or is she?
Is she? That's true.
that one is probably the least weird of all the stories we're going to talk about.
It actually makes sense.
If you start doing the math, you go, wait, how? Huh?
First of all, I love the writer's name in the Post-Gazette. Peter Leo Pittsburgh. That's just awesome.
Well, and it's all one word, guys. That's not Peter Leo Pittsburgh, which would be weird because then, you know, Angela have last name. His last name is, in fact, Leopsburg.
Or Leo Pittsburgh.
Leo Pittsburgh, yeah. But he postulates that how probable is it that a woman who lived in her adopted city of Edinburgh, and was...
Reading is for the mental.
Way to be ugly American there, Goon. Thanks.
I was translating for the ugly Americans out there so they would understand.
Hey, she was living in Edinburgh, Scotland. Yes.
Oh, God.
Scotland.
That really did sound bad, especially when I'm planning to visit Scotland this summer.
No, they'll remember you.
They're already going to be mad because I think the Scots are mad pretty much all the time.
Have you been there?
No,
they
I haven't.
They got a lot to be angry about.
Okay. It rains all the time. They got the Brits right next door. They feel like
chiefs here.
Gotta eat haggis. Although I hear that's good, so.
But I digress.
Once again.
Is it reasonable that this woman who lived arguably near the poverty line in Edinburgh could suddenly write these six big thick books and now be worth
$900 million.
I can't even say it. Yeah, nearly $1 billion.
Yes, basically twice what Lizard Queen. I mean, the Queen of England.
She's not a lizard. She's a cannibal.
Cannibal. Sorry.
You don't know.
Do you read these stories?
Now here's an interesting concept. Huh? If in fact, do I read these stories? Hello, pot. This is kettle. That's an interesting point. If, in fact, she was a lizard, then she wouldn't be a cannibal. She would just be a meat-eating lizard.
Right. Mm. And then she just sheds her skin, which is how she stays so young. And vibrant. Violently vibrant. Yes.
Well, you know, Norwegian film director Nina Grunfeld. Grunfeld. Wasn't that one of the characters from Young Frankenstein?
No, that was Frau Bruchner. Thank you. There you go. There's a horse.
That's what I was looking for. Thank you. So, Grunfeld's self-described conspiracy theory is we got a bunch of hacks writing the books, and she's getting the credit. J.K. Rowling.
Who would agree to such a conspiracy?
Well, how much money would it take for you?
I'm pretty sure $900 million would satisfy my requirement.
I totally understand that, but how do you guarantee that money up front? How do you pick people? How do you pick the person who's going to be the face? I mean, normally, famous people have ghostwriters write a book. See Hillary Clinton 3-4 times, right?
I'd rather not.
Yeah, but Hillary's books have one thing that is different from J.K. Rowling's books.
Why? They're both fiction.
Well, true, but J.K. Rowling's books actually sell.
Oh, well, there's that. Good point.
You know, and I suppose if you found someone at the poverty line, it's not unreasonable to say, look, I give you $100,000. You just, you know, keep your lip zipped about this, and if the books sell, there'll be more money later.
I guess that's possible.
I mean, I can kind of see a sort of a reverse blackmail going on there.
I don't even see how that's blackmail.
Eventually you get to what I like to refer to as the Milli Vanilli syndrome, right? That the fakers get to be so popular and so awed and appreciated and adored that the people who actually did the real work, eventually someone's going to slip.
Not if you're a lizard person, because once again, let's look at her life and how things were normal as far as, you know, Edinburgh person would go. And now all of a sudden, her views are different. They fall more in line with those of the rich.
You mean that she's a loony lefty? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I'd go as far to say that she may have eaten somebody at some time. I mean, there are a lot of homeless that disappeared around her area. She could have helped them and got them out of the you know, homeless plight that they were in, or...
Well, either way, they're out of their plight, right?
Yeah, that's right.
She ended their misery one way or the other.
So,
you
I mean...
Know, and if
so,
maybe if some she use... ate the writers. Maybe she just ate the writers.
Yeah,
or maybe she just ate one as an example. You know, I ate the guy who wrote the first book. Y'all can stay in line. Are you going to join him? I'm just, you know, I'm throwing that out there.
But the great thing is we'll never know, because they'd never admit to it, because, you know, probably Bobby's in the dumpster with his his bones being burned as we speak. You just think things you don't know, okay?
Oh my gosh. That was
yeah. And Chief, we'd like to go back to you, you know, speaking of weird conspiracies.
Yes.
Let's talk about my favorite candidate for a president from last term.
Hillary?
I'm going to hurt you when I see you tomorrow. You know that.
I believe you're speaking about Rob Kardashian, also known as
Eddie Munster. Yes, I am.
Are you talking about the senator from the great state of Texas?
Ted Cruz? Yes. Yes, I am.
I wouldn't say that he's from the great state of Texas.
Okay. I'm sorry, residing in the great state of Texas?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he's from a planet outside of Sirius, the dog star, but...
Yahoo Sirius at that, right?
Ooh, wow. There's a reference. Well played.
That was very nice.
He's a Yahoo's pretty serious. There you go. Yeah, so Ted... this one... Yeah, I can't even go there. I read this and I went, yeah, that makes even our show sound silly, but we're going to talk about it anyway, guys.
So, it's amazing. And, yes, this particular story came out before the elections were done, so there are some postulations in it of, you know, Trump being a false flag for Hillary and other things. But this person does like to play the lookalike contest and draw a whole bunch of parallels where there probably weren't any parallels to begin with. But hey, when you're dealing in tinfoil, facts don't matter. Okay, you don't need that. You have a picture.
Facts just get in the way of a good story.
Yes, and it goes down the line. There's no point in even talking about it because the stuff is just so ridiculous. But it goes from Secret Serviceman Vin Diesel to hand vein biometrics, which I didn't know was a thing, but apparently it is, and it would appear that O.J. Simpson did not kill Nicole Brown because that person was really Megyn Kelly. And
I'm looking at the pictures, you know, and they might have something there.
Well, you know, Megyn Kelly knew all about what happened today. That's what she heard rumors. I'm like, nobody talks to her there. How would she hear rumors? But I digress. No, so the whole idea is the conspiracy kind of goes like this, right? Ted Cruz is is a disguise. It's not a real person. It's a disguise that's being employed by the one-time entertainment lawyer, Robert Kardashian. He of the Kardashian clan that he supposedly died in 2003 of esophageal cancer of the throat. The story goes, of course, that he didn't die, that he then took on this persona of Ted Cruz because he wanted to have a political career. He was tired of being an entertainment lawyer. And his wife, Heidi Cruz, is actually Saturday Night Live cast alumnus, Anna Gustmeier. And I went, but I've seen Anna do other things, so she's maybe not hanging out with Ted all the time. But it's a bizarre, bizarre story. I mean, you sit back and you go, I don't see the Kardashian. Cruz-dashian? Why would you pick Cruz?
I don't know. It's maybe
you went
not
from being Armenian to Hispanic. That's a little weird.
It's not quite the same as, say, Katy Perry is really JonBenet Ramsey, but, you know, there could be something here.
I hadn't heard that one.
Oh, that's actually out there.
Yes.
Really?
In fact, we had mentioned it in our behind-the-scenes show, which never aired because of various reasons. But yes, we did have that.
That is...
What was
well,
I one of
I
those
guess
reasons?
I'll have a little bit of reading to do.
Reading?
You know, reading. It's fundamental.
It's for the mental, you mean.
All right, so I'll be mental.
So you're saying I should, like, click these links before the show and actually prepare for them.
That would be nice.
It would be a change. It would certainly be a change.
But, you know, we're a half year in, so I don't expect any improvement on there.
Since we have a few minutes, will you tell me about my favorite Today Show host, please?
Yeah.
See, ladies and gentlemen, it is approximately late Wednesday evening when we do the recording, and somehow Lagoon has managed to hide under a very large rock for most of today, since this story broke, what, 14 hours ago, Chief?
About approximately.
7 a.m.? So a big announcement on the Today Show that Little Matt Lauer had been fired by NBC. It appears that there are multiple instances where Mr. Lauer has engaged in activities with those of the opposite sex which were not deemed consensual. And so he's gone.
Oh, really?
Completely gone.
The only person the Goon can't stand more than Pierce Brosnan. So if Pierce is a fan of the show, I am sorry, but the Goon does not appreciate your work.
He don't like you.
You know what? You know what, Pierce? Given this, I'm moving you up onto, I'm taking you off the hate list.
Wow.
Okay? I promise I will not say that you are a talentless hack on the air.
Are you sure?
You mean won't say it again?
I won't say it again. And I'll try to look at the new series you do, the Western series, and see if there's anything redeeming about it. Because, yeah, it's true. I haven't always appreciated your talent, and I'm sorry for that. I guess everyone can't please everyone, but yeah. I promise not to spew any more venom because my heart is filled with joy that. Just terrible, terrible person finally got his comeuppance.
Well,
Matt, you are the worst newscaster or television personality I have seen ever. My least well-behaved dog could do better than you.
Wait, would that be the dog that bit you?
Yeah. Yes, it would be. He didn't bite me. He sort of collided with me with his mouth open because he was very excited to see me.
The good news is that the Goon has substantial proboscis, so there wasn't a great loss.
Well, I mean, there was a substantial loss of blood because a small paper-like cut across your nose bleeds rather profusely.
Like a sieve.
So I'm wondering, you took a trip, the only spot to get the KFC-smelling bath bomb is Japan. The dog, you know, which has never once bitten your nose before, just can't help itself. You know, there may be another conspiracy here.
I did stop at Golden Corral.
Are you thinking this really isn't Goon? That maybe a shapeshifter ate him?
What do you mean?
I wouldn't say that.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable all of a sudden.
Well, you know what? I'll make you feel more comfortable. I'll drive over to your house right now and show you that it's really me.
And with that, folks, is your family? I'm going to be leaving now. Have a great evening.